You didn't get to watch the game. What did you
This is
get
what
to
I
see?
saw. I saw a lot of ads for porn in front of my whole family trying to watch the game, which was fucking humiliating. And maybe put a virus on my loved one's computer.
Was it humiliating when they popped up, or was it humiliating when you identified them by name?
They did all that, like they would pop up and the sound was on. So it'd just be like, jerk mate, stop jerking off alone. Like, jerk off with the lady in the computer. And she would be like fully nude. And like the first time it happened, right? Because like a million pop-ups come up on these streaming sites. And I don't know which ones to click or play or whatever. Apparently I never got the hang of it. And I would click on one and the jerk mate lady pops up and she's just yelling about stop jerking off by yourself. Crank your hog, looking at these big bazoongas, and she's got like her titties out. So like I'm like,
I'm just glad we have our first sponsor, Jerkmate.
yes, they should. I'm giving them free publicity.
No, I've gotten
And
better at being able to navigate
to
the
jerk off.
ads on illegal
Oh,
streams.
look, first one it could take a mulligan, right? I see everybody kind of look over and they don't say shit because it's weird. Like everybody's like, all right, what's he doing on the computer in front of the family? And I'm like, ah, X X X X, turn this shit off. And I'll get rid of the whole thing. The second, I did it 3 times, and then I just gave up. I was like, third time, that just looks like I'm trying to see like more titties in a family
Yeah.
setting, which is like, yeah, they know I wouldn't do that, but it's still weird. It's still weird.
Right. That's how you learn that cult is a term in pornography and you shouldn't be searching for it
Yeah.
with safe search
Yeah.
off.
You know, I blame Roger Goodell for this shit. Football should be for the fucking people. Everything's goddamn monetized. They don't show you shit. Like, to watch this game, I had to pay like $200 to fucking YouTube TV or something like that. I don't fucking.
Right.
This is just more capitalist vultures being assholes and making me look at porn in front of my entire immediate family. And Marshall, my dog, you know, he doesn't look at, like, he's young. He's three.
Yeah.
Well, 21 in dog years, so I guess I don't
No.
know. Maybe he's fine with it. But
Yeah, he's
yeah.
old enough to watch it in dog years, but
Yeah. Still, I don't want to see
no,
that.
that's unfortunate. Poor guy.
Yeah.
Poor guy. He's lost all respect for you.
Yes.
Did you at least, so did you get to watch the highlights at
Yes.
least?
Yes.
You're
And
caught
I had to
up
watch a
on the
shitload of
good stuff?
ads
All
to
right,
see the
good.
highlights. But I sat through ads for fucking toothpaste to fucking fantasy to gambling to fucking mattresses. I've seen all the ads. But I'm caught up. I think I'm caught up. I think I got a handle on
Yep,
the
I'm
game.
proud of you. Now you're a good American consumer.
Yes.
But that's good because you do know then that the Saints won a resounding victory,
Yes.
38-27 over the Colts. And you know what that means? That means happy
Yeah.
horns.
Let's do it.
So are you ready?
I'm ready, mi amigo.
We got 3, 2, 1. Hey everyone, welcome to City Saint and Country Saint, a podcast about the New Orleans Saints where we are in a good mood. It is episode 9 after week 8. The New Orleans Saints are 4-4, which doesn't sound like much, but in this disaster of a division, that is first place, baby.
Hell
We are tied
yeah.
for first with the Atlanta Falcons, and it doesn't matter that we're losing the tiebreaker because we haven't played them yet, and that's the only tiebreaker that's going to really matter.
Yes.
So, 38-27 win over the Colts, and so the question is, as it is every week, Ron, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling really good. This is the first game I've consumed simply by highlights and porn ads. So I'm ready to talk about this. It looks like we the offense finally put it together. You know? The offense did its thing.
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of good stuff. The offensive line really seemed like.
The only thing that kind of scares me is like I need to see Carr do this again. And I think I need to see him do it in person. I don't want to get my hopes up again. You know what I'm saying? Like Like, if this is just one step forward, two steps back in the Derek Carr era, then I'm going to feel... Because, like, if he would have played like shit, I would have kind of felt a sense of relief. Like, all right, we definitely know who this guy is, and maybe we'll see Jameis or Haener or somebody else. Now we got to see Carr again, and I'm kind of excited about it. Like, I'm like, all right, maybe he is... I don't know. This is how it felt after we were maybe 2-0, even though he didn't look as good as he did in those games as he looked yesterday.
Look, he mostly looked good. He looked good when he was throwing.
Goodell doesn't want us to know.
They
want
to keep us from our joy. All right. So, sorry. What was the last thing?
Oh, we're talking about, like, this. What if this is just Carr buying himself a couple more games to fuck up before they, you know, give him we really see who he is. Well, I was just worried because, you know, we've seen Carr play like shit most of the time.
No, I can't think about it. All right,
let's not even think about it.
There was another one that made me mad when he threw behind Michael Thomas on a slant. The real thing that happened today, which was legit great, what I loved about this game, we complained about it either last week or the week before about how Pete Carmichael and Derek Carr don't like to throw down the middle. And I was like, you know, that's crazy. That's where everything is. They did so much over the middle. Carr hit Shaheed on a skinny post. Taysom Hill hit Shaheed deep. Started in the slot and just went balls out down the middle of the field.
I saw the Kamara touchdown was over the middle.
Yep. The Kamara touchdown was over the middle. He, you know, and he also ran one straight up the gut. Jamal Williams was running up the gut. They got a couple of decent plays out of Kendre Miller. Olave, again, didn't look great. They need to get on the same page. He still had five catches, but he had five catches on nine targets, and they had him going up the sidelines, and Derek Carr put it right on him. And he didn't pick the ball up in the air, and it hit him right in the face. I heard about that. And then they went right back to him. On the next play, he got open again, and this time Carr airmailed him. Like, put it, like, 2 feet over his head, and it fell incomplete. And I was like, oh, God damn it. And, you know, at this point, I don't even know whose fault it is, because the press conferences sometimes back up that Olave isn't running the right patterns. But that one just seemed like it had to be Carr's fault. First of all, I want it to be, but second of all, I think it was.
And that's tough after the week that they had, you know, like everybody, all the speculation and drama concerning the two. You really wanted to see them click this week.
And then the Saints get the ball back, and the first play is a completion for the first down. Mm-hmm. I was like, all right, everyone's friends. Yeah. They haven't taken him out of the rotation.
That's good. Did Jimmy Graham get in the game at all? Did he do anything?
Well, I don't have the game book, so I don't know, but he didn't show up on the stat sheet at all. It's sort of hard to figure out who's in to block. Mm. On downs when you're watching at a bar with no audio. I mean, it's really funny because the beginning of the game, it was nothing. It was the Colts' first scoring drive. And the Colts kick a field goal. And YouTube, it had been raining a lot in New York. So YouTube TV was just all fucked up. Yeah. You know, they kept rebooting. And so the game was like really far behind, which is just very funny because my son's always on his fantasy football app. And he's like, this happened 5 minutes ago. Like, what's going on? And so I asked the bartender at a commercial, because they had just kicked a field goal, hey, could you do me a favor and just restart it for real so it catches up a little closer to live? And he does it, and then I get back, and the Saints aren't losing 3-0, they're losing 7-0. I'm like, what the fuck happened? And what happened was Brissee lined up in the neutral zone. and so the Colts opted to go for it, because it wasn't like 4th and 6 anymore. Now it was 4th and 1.
Fuck.
And on 4th and 1, they threw the pass to Pittman. On, you know, a really nice little drag route, and, you know, they got it blocked perfectly, and so he just walked in. And so that was annoying, but it took them 7 plays to score themselves, and I was like, okay, I guess I can forget. You know, he hit Michael Thomas for 31. He got, you know, a decent pass to Kendre Miller. Taysom Hill running hard. And the little dump off to Kamara that he looked like, you know, vintage Kamara, just kind of bouncing off of tackles like a pinball and then falling into the end zone at the end.
Yeah.
Was like really sweet.
He's looking good. I'm kind of like happy he got suspended for the first three games because like he's going to be fresher longer, I think. Because sometimes at the end of the season, he's a little banged up and you can tell.
Yeah, I think that's right.
You know, like this is kind of a gift.
Yeah, I mean, it is true.
And we went 2-1 in his absence anyway.
And the one we lost was the missed field goal, right? So we basically went 3-0 without him. He looks really good. He was running well up the middle. The offensive line, like, I need to be able to prove this, but the offensive line, like, looked good. 161 yards rushing.
Oh, shit.
Averaging 4.5 per. You know, like some of that is Taysom, but they got a block for Taysom, right? Yeah. He takes the snap and then they have to give him breathing room. Mm-hmm. And they did. He ran for 7 yards a carry. One of them was like this really sweet 20-yard touchdown run. I want them. My big ask. They line up Colin Saunders at fullback again.
Oh, good. I love when they do that.
They got to give my boy a fridge touchdown.
He's earning it.
We got 9 weeks left in the regular season. Yes. What?
He's earning it. Like, he should. He deserves to get one. They gotta let him.
Not only is he earning it, he is asking for it. Apparently, he, like a lot of these big dudes, was just a bruiser of a running back in high school, too. Yeah. Could you imagine trying to tackle that dude?
Be terrible.
As a high school kid and wherever? Yeah. He calls himself like the new Taysom. You know, he's like the most versatile guy in the league. Playing defensive line and fullback. And so he wants the ball. And I want him to get it.
Yes.
I want him to get it. I want him to take the ball and knock the crap out of somebody and walk in.
And I think, like, think about it. Like, he's had so much time. I want to see what his celebration's going to be. Because he's had time to think about this, you know?
That's right.
It's going to be good. Whatever he does, it's going to be special. Oh, yeah. And I can't wait to see it. He's not just going to spike it.
Right.
Something cool's going to happen.
That's right.
Looking forward to that.
Just looked it up. The Colts had 1 sack and 2 QB hits.
Oh, damn. And Derek Carr will give a team a sack just on holding the ball. So that's probably on Carr, I would think, without watching the game.
Yeah, I mean, well, he did give him one. The one he gave him, DeForest Buckner forced a fumble.
Oh, fuck.
But I think the Saints held him to a field goal on that drive. There was so little to complain about, you know, very little on offense. My big beef was that they kept giving up third down. You know, like they did give up 27 points, right? You know, that's 5 scoring drives. You know, but the second half, they only really gave up the 7 points. It just felt like they kept giving up third and longs in a way that was making me a little crazy.
Was it penalties or just...
They had a lot of penalties, but it was also, let's see, what was the conversion? They were 7 for 16 on third down, which is... not horrible, but not great. And it just did feel like some of them were... Like, I know that the Colts converted, like, a 3rd and 18. And I screamed, you know. Like I've been developing a reputation for myself at this bar. But I am also creating a permission culture that other people can yell at the television.
Yes.
So in reality, I am doing more good than harm.
Yeah, you're the tip of the spear for TV screamers. Yeah, you go in first.
That's right. It's just very funny when I do it because it's a bar where there's obviously it's New York, so there are a lot of Giants and Jets fans. There are a bunch of Steelers fans. There are a bunch of Packers. I am flying solo. It's just me and my kid. And he finds me embarrassing, which is what he's supposed to do at his age.
Yeah.
So he's not a TV screamer. He is a celebrator.
Yeah.
But he is not a TV screamer. That's just me. And so when I scream, the whole bar's like, what the fuck is he yelling about? Because no one else cares about the game that I'm watching. So it's really very funny.
Oh, man.
I love it.
That's why I hooked up my outside TV, so I could scream so loud and watch the birds like scatter from the trees when I I want nature.
That's such a good effect. So how is the family? You were with them, but you weren't in Saints territory. They weren't looking for the game. You couldn't get everyone to like go out to a local Buffalo Wild Wings or something to catch this one.
That would have been asking a lot. I love my family, but they are not what you'd call football people. My dad used to be a Saints fan, but I think they just stomped his heart into the dirt, you know, like in the 80s. So he kind of put it behind. Now he'll watch the Super Bowl, he'll watch a playoff game, but he's not tuning in for the regular season. And okay. my mom and my little sister is not. They don't know. They thought it was the Super Bowl I was trying to find, by the way. All right? That's how much they know about football. They said, oh, like, Ron's trying to find the Super Bowl on TV, even if it's not on TV. I was like, it's fucking October. Like,
yeah.
Don't you have any, you don't even know about this, like.
I like the idea that no one on TV bid for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, yeah.
They're just not showing it. This is just a webcast.
Yeah, it's on fucking
TV. It's a paywalled webcast for the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I couldn't get my sister to subscribe to Tubi to watch the Saints.
It's a Super Bowl. So, but this is how loving my mom is. She saw that it was important to me. So she got on her iPad and started Googling Saints Colts game. And lo and behold, I swear to God, she fucking finds this bootleg YouTube stream. It says Saints games highlights, but it's the actual fucking game. But it's like 45 minutes behind the game going on. So I know all this shit happened because I'm looking at the score app. Mm. And I'm like, this is old, but I'll still watch it. And it played for a good 5 minutes before, like, I guess somebody on YouTube figured it out and then cut the stream and it was gone. But I really got a hand to him. That's like, my mom is like clutch. Like, if she's like, oh, he's like, he really cares about this thing. She would have went to Buffalo Wild Wings. She would paint her face purple and, black and gold. You know, she would do the whole shit. But like, my little sister and my dad are not, yeah. I can't, there's not enough cheese sticks in the world to lure them there.
When you said your mom looked for Saints Colts on YouTube, I thought you were going to say that she showed you the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
the Breeze Manning. She's like, look, here's the full game.
I found the thing.
It's over already.
Yeah. That might have been
no spoilers, but I think you won based on the text.
Yeah, you guys won. Congrats. You don't have to watch it anymore. You're going to win.
It's also funny to think that they know that you're looking for football and your mom is like one room over. Like, there's a lot more fucking in football than I remember.
Yeah, I don't remember.
It's like all the...
Wow, the cheerleaders...
all the ants keep popping up.
Like, what? The cheerleaders don't even wear clothes anymore. Like, what the fuck? This is... Because they were behind... It was like one of those living rooms that's the living room kitchen put together. Like a open house, what they call that shit, open floor plan or whatever. And they're on a big island chopping vegetables and meat. Yeah, they like chopping food behind me. And I'm sitting like on the couch, laptop on the coffee table, and they could see over my shoulder. Jerk off lady keeps popping up.
The one thing they can't see is whether or not you're wearing pants.
Yeah, that's God, this is humiliating.
Hey, Saints fans and other assorted listeners. We don't actually have a guest this week, so that means there's no one whose ass we can get after beating the Colts. So what I've decided to do is set up a call with my friend Trisha. We've known each other forever since we went to law school together. And she is from Indiana. She does not care about football, which makes this essentially harassment. This is essentially harassment, but I am going to get her on the phone and I am going to get her ass about the Saints-Colts game. there is no way this is appropriate. But Trisha will be calling in, and I'm going to get her ass. Trisha.
Hello, my friend.
Hey, how are you?
I'm fine, although I can't freaking remember the numbers that I had to type in to make this call work.
Well, you weren't supposed to memorize them, and you got through
it. Well, I wrote them down, but I can't write them correctly. So I had to do it four times.
Well, I can understand. I can understand you being out of sorts. What with the Colts getting destroyed in the last game, I'm sure it's been affecting you.
What are you talking about?
Well, as we know, the Saints ripped the Colts apart. They, even though the lines in both directions have been kind of a weakness, you barely got to Carr, and we kept knocking down Minshew. We were able to hit deep shots. Overall, just an absolutely embarrassing week for the entire state of Indiana.
And I care.
Yep. It's in your blood. You have limited choice here, but to care. The Saints ran for over 150 yards. They knocked down 10 passes. I honestly can't even believe you returned my call.
I honestly had no idea why you would freaking call me. It's been how many years since we've
been a while. It's been a while. Do you know how hard it is to find a Colts fan? This is I had to like go through the memory books to find a person, and you're the closest thing that there is to a Colts fan.
Well, and I'm pretty pathetic because honestly, I have not thought about the Colts since, is it Peyton Manning when he was?
Yeah. That was
100,000 years ago.
Yeah, it was. It was the greatest moment in history when he threw in, and I get to get your ass about that game when Peyton Manning threw a back-breaking interception. He threw a back-breaking interception for the Saints to win the Super Bowl. I appreciate that. I appreciate being able to fold that into this.
I remember nothing, and I'm sorry that I am your token Colts fan because I just, you know, I do happen to be from Indiana, but my brain doesn't have the capacity anymore to follow sports.
Yeah, I will admit that I have no idea what's going on with the Hoosiers. What I do know is that it probably, yes, I was going to say it must be equally devastating that your close personal friend Bobby Knight is now dead.
You know, it is rather sad. And my only real experience with Bobby was I was actually at the chair throwing game.
Oh, wow. That's pretty cool. And I did not know that. I did know. I remember this detail now that the faux harassment of my very good friend Trisha is over. I did know that you went. Did you go to high school with Damon Bailey, or did you go to Damon Bailey's high school?
I was at the rival school of Damon Bailey.
Oh.
I believe Damon's team, they were the bigger town of Bedford.
And yeah, he was Bedford North Lawrence.
High team. I'm sorry?
He was Bedford North Lawrence.
Yes, and I was Mitchell High School. And Damon, when we were in junior high, he beat my junior high team, I want to say like 75-5. it was, and I'm not really exaggerating. It was something atrocious like that. I mean, you know, he was Damon Bailey, but he was being scouted by Bobby Knight in middle school, I believe.
Yeah. No, I think Bobby Knight gave him an offer when he was like 12 or 13 years old. Like, those things are kind of PR for the local press. But I think he was also kind of sincere in terms of getting his hooks into what he knew was like an incredible player in his own backyard so that he wouldn't be called away to someplace else. And then he lived up to it. I mean, he didn't have much of an NBA career, but he was like an incredible college basketball player.
He did a great job in college. He did a great job. You know, my other claim to fame, basketball fame, my grandfather taught Larry Bird woodshop.
Wow.
Did you know that?
Yes. I did. You know, when I visited you, you took me out to, I'm pretty sure you drove me to French Lick just to sort of look at the court on the Bird property, right? Am I crazy? Yes, Do I have another false memory?
I don't remember, but that's something, I mean, there's not much to do when you come to Indiana. So truly going to Larry Bird's court and, you know, going to Indiana to see the campus. I mean, that's really all there is to do besides, you know, hang out and watch the cattle.
Right. I mean, that's why I thought you went to Damon Bailey's high school. I didn't think that Mitchell had enough population to support anything beyond a little house on the prairie style schoolhouse.
Mitchell is the home of Gus Grissom.
Right. True.
Wow, this podcast is really going to be crappy because I have nothing.
No, this is fine. You took me to the Gus Grissom capsule. I saw that
too. I'm sure I did. The other tourist spot.
Yes. You took me to the Gus Grissom capsule. So I got to see all of the site. And then when we were driving to Bloomington, you got to point out all of the towns that were known for their clan ties.
Well, there are quite a few there.
Can't help where you were born, Trisha. Can't help.
I cannot. But truly, Charles, you did have a nice time.
It was so much fun. It was so much fun. I don't pretend otherwise when I talk about it. It was an incredible time. It was a very fun weekend, and I loved meeting the family and the pastor and tooling. I mean that. I'm not even joking.
I told you it would be the most stereotypical trip to the Midwest that one can have.
Yes.
You know, you go to my house, there's no drinking.
Yep, we went drinking. I got a ride on the tractor. I got to look at the barn cats. And I didn't even include this in the story when your grandfather called all the kids around on Christmas Eve, you know. I think it was Christmas, either Christmas, maybe it was Christmas morning, because I feel like maybe people were opening gifts.
I think I know what you're going to say.
Yeah, and so he gathers everyone around, and my secular Jew ass thought he was going to read 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, because that's how every Christmas special goes, where there's just some silly little poetry reading. And then he took out a well-worn Bible and opened to the passage that he wanted to read. And I was just like, that makes much more sense.
I don't know. Does it really make more
sense? It does. Like, it's a really sincere thing. You know, he wasn't reading like a fire and brimstone passage. He was reading a normal Bible verse appropriate to the holiday to a, like, in a sincere way to his great-grandchildren. It made complete sense. And I was just in my own head envisioning a thing that doesn't exist in humans. It only exists in something made for TV where they want it to be sort of secularized so that little Jewish Charles and Queens watches it.
Aww.
And so it was very sweet. I had a great time.
So nothing but sweet is my family. You know.
Yes. They were
incredible. I had to leave Indiana as quickly as I could.
Right. You had to join the rest of us with our demon black hearts.
I love love your Demon Blackheart. I've always loved your Demon Blackheart.
That is a great way to go out. Did I appropriately get your ass for the purposes of my podcast?
I have no idea even what the purpose of your podcast is. Get my ass? I guess you did, but like, I don't give a shit.
Yeah, that counts as a yes. All right, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Trisha. We'll talk again soon for real.
Bye.
The flow of this one was pretty good for us, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, it didn't start well. When started punt, you know, they third and four, and he throws a bad pass to Thomas, and they got a punt. So it's like, all right, well, this shit again. And then they drive down, and they score first. But we zip back, and so I'm like, okay, I'm not even that upset. And then we give up a field goal. Like, we give up a field goal to them, and I, like, they got down to, like, the two-yard line, and then we stuffed them.
Oh,
and
shit.
So it's like, all right, yeah. You know. That's fine. You know, it's not great that we let them all the way down, but we, like, actually stood strong in the red zone. And Carr fumbled it right back, and they scored. And so we're down 17-7. And I'm like, I'm not sure about this one. But after that, the offense was so good for a while. Like, we scored a touchdown. We had a great defensive stand. And then we scored again. So now, like, it's not even the first half's not over. We're up 21-17. You know, we gave up, you know, a couple of, three third downs to let them get a field goal right before halftime, which is, like, that was one of the times when I was, like, really mad. Like, this was one of the things where I was, like, where I'm, like, this would not have happened to Cam Jordan a few years ago. It's like he flushed Minshew but couldn't chase him down.
Ugh.
And so Minshew, like, ran 3 yards for the first down. And it's like, I remember when Cam grabs him from behind and, you know, smashes him into the dirt.
Because Minshew's, he's scrappy, but he's not fast, right? Like, I don't think, I haven't watched a lot of Gardner Minshew, thank God. But
I don't think he's particularly fast.
Yeah. Like, he's, like, scrappy.
I don't think he's particularly fast. He didn't run for very much, you know. But it was all right, you know, going into halftime. It's just a one-point lead, but it's a lead. Mm-hmm. And then we scored the next two touchdowns. So it was like we were really rolling.
Yeah.
You know, Adebo got a nice pick on a deep ball and ran it back. The running backs all did well. Taysom couldn't be stopped when he took direct snaps. Grain of salt, because the Colts defense really sucks, but, you know.
They're an NFL team. They're still an NFL team. Yeah.
Yeah.
We've probably played worse against worse, you know, like, we probably play worse defenses than the Colts so far.
Right.
Yeah. So that's still good news for us.
Yeah.
Man, it's hard not to be excited.
Yeah. Like, that's the thing. I kind of am, especially because we're 4-4, which has just been a weird 8 weeks, right? We barely escaped the Titans, who aren't very good. We barely escaped the Panthers, who were terrible. We should have beaten and honked it to Green Bay. So that's like, that's 3 games in. We all feel like we should have been 3-0, but like real little tweaks, and we're actually 0-3 against those horrible teams.
Yeah.
The only team that really killed us was Tampa, right? Yeah,
that was our worst.
But we blew out New England. We really rolled the Colts. And there are two more losses that I'm not...
The Jaguars.
Jacksonville and the Texans. We were in both of those. Jacksonville's got 6 wins. Texans is a little embarrassing that they go out and lose to Carolina.
Yeah. I was rooting for them.
Us. At the same time, New England beat Buffalo.
Yeah. I was shocked.
And so we beat teams that have done, like, good work. And so here we are, 4-4. Next up is the Bears, starting a quarterback who played at a college that nobody in the country had heard of before he got his first start. Like, you know, it's like a small school in like Shepherdsville, West Virginia, D2, called Shepherd College or Shepherd University. I don't even know. He apparently looked like shit last week, right? Tyler Bajan.
Bajan. Cares. Yeah. I didn't even know how to pronounce his name. Yeah, it sounds like a fake name. It sounds like a fake quarterback, like that guy from New England we got to see who backed up Mac Jones.
Oh, it's not even Tyler Bajan. It's Tyson Bajan.
Bailey Zappi.
Oh, Bailey Zappi. Sure, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tyson Bajan. Tyson Bajan. No, fuck that. Tyson Bajan is the Bailey Zappi of Gardner Minshew's, I think. That's the way I'm reasoning.
That's right. And you want to talk about catching a break? After the Bears, do you know who comes up after the Bears?
No. Who we got?
We get the Vikings two weeks after Cousins tears his Achilles.
Fuck yes.
And so they just traded for Josh Dobbs.
I saw that.
So that's their best option, is that their quarterback will be Josh Dobbs. Otherwise, it's a fifth-round rookie out of BYU whose name I've already forgotten, or Sean Mannion is on their practice squad, and I only know him as a guy who is not good.
Yeah. This is great. I was looking at that because like we're set because either we get they're gonna start that rookie this week, right? So either we getting Dobbs on his first week with the Vikings, or we getting the rookie. After getting anybody, he might play well enough to keep his job, but we're going to have tape on a rookie. And that's pretty easy after watching the first game, what he can and can't do. So, like, we're in a good spot to beat Minnesota. I know we're looking pretty far ahead here, two games, but, like, I'm excited about that no matter what.
I looked at our schedule. First of all, as crazy as we are, I looked at the it's Aaron Schatz again. I always forget. He works for like a fantasy football site that I don't remember the name of now. But all the tools that he developed for Football Outsiders, they actually have Saints as the number 12 team in the league. And of the rest of our schedule, not that we're going to beat all of them, the only team ranked ahead of us is Detroit.
Oh, wow.
We've got Tampa again, Carolina again. Two against
the Falcons,
the Vikings, the Bears.
Oh, Rams. We got the Rams.
We got the Rams is seven. And, oh, the Giants.
The Giants. Yeah, yeah. Oh, they're nobodies this year. Yeah.
And they just lost. I don't know how bad it is, but Daniel Jones is out. Tyrod Taylor got hurt. I don't know how bad it is. But I watched the end of the Giants and Jets games, and what I ended up tweeting was Brian Daboll will let Tommy DeVito circumcise him before he lets him throw a pass past the line of scrimmage. He had no interest in running any offensive plays, even in goddamn overtime, you know? He threw the same screen three times.
Shit.
And gained 0 yards. It worked no time.
Oh, wow. I'm looking forward to that.
He didn't trust him to do a sneak on 4th and 1 to win the game. He didn't trust him to hand the ball off on 4th and 1 to win the game. He let Graham Gano hook a field goal. And then the Jets went like 50 yards in 30 seconds to kick a field goal to send
fucking
it to overtime.
Good for them. Listen, the last time we did this, we got over our skis. We the first episode we did, we're supposed to be like 6-2 right now, all right?
Know.
So last time we went down the schedule and threw up those W's, you know, we were pretty, I think we're...
I know.
Yeah, we definitely thought we were beating Tampa. And I think we had us losing to Jacksonville for sure.
I know, yeah. But it's...
But this time we got data. We got data.
I know. And then Patrick Claibon, after the Panthers game, was like, this team could go, like, you know, 13-3.
Yeah.
I also always forget that it's a 17-game season. But he's like, this team could go 13-3. And then we're like 4-4. And I'm like, where the fuck is Claibon? Yeah. I'm going to get myself in trouble threatening a guy who's going to kick my ass. But like, we're now 8 weeks in. It's one thing to say that your schedule is soft when you're looking at it during the preseason, but we're halfway through the season, and this fucking schedule is soft. Now, I know they're looking at us and being like, thank God we get to play the Saints. But, you know, I get to say what I'm going to say, which is this is a weak-looking schedule.
Yes. Agree.
I just looked up Sean Mannion, the practice squad quarterback for the Vikings, who may eventually get pressed into duty. And he's in his eighth season, and he has played 14 games.
Oh, man. Good. I hope he plays.
To be clear, 14 games is 14 appearances. He has averaged less than 10 passes.
He's the guy that just kneels down at the end of a game or something like that, right? He kneels it when they...
That's right.
You know who I want to see? I hope we can... I hope this Tyson Bagel kid gets out the game, because I think the Chicago's backup is... you remember this fella? Like Nate Peterman?
Peterman.
Yes, we get Peterman. I love that. That's the guy who throws like six interceptions a game, like every time he starts a game. It's amazing. I love him. I love him.
Tyrod Taylor was on the bench behind Nathan Peterman when Peterman like threw four interceptions and a half. It was like everyone had like the NAACP on speed dial for that shit.
Yeah, like, come on. Yeah.
Once Nathan Peterman throws four picks and a half, you don't have a whole lot of excuses anymore.
That's discrimination. Like, that's a hate crime.
It is.
We can't do that. They should be investigated.
It's not the worst, but it's got to be the second worst.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
All I'm saying is it was a good week. We got a couple good weeks coming up, I hope. Like, the prospects are good, and I'm deciding to be optimistic again.
Yeah, me too.
I'm willing myself.
I'm feeling it.
To be in a good headspace.
I'm feeling it.
I think it'll make it, at the very least, funnier if we fuck it up.
I think this is going to be like a year of just like, you know, this is going to be a fucking roller coaster ride, because our division's so bad, we'll never be out of it, right? We'll never be out of it. And I think it's going to be highs and lows, and mostly highs. I think it's going to want to go up. Like, kind of like the stock market looks over, like, you know, 50 years or whatever. Like, it kind of goes down, but mostly the shit goes up. Like, I think that's, like, how we end it, you know? Maybe on a high note, which we'll be at that game. Hopefully, it might be for the division, you know, that game that we're going to be at. So,
yeah, I know. I know, it's crazy. I slipped it into the Man in the Dome last week. But this is the first time we're going to talk about it on the air. We're going to Game 17. Yeah. I've already bought my plane ticket. We haven't figured out where we're sitting yet.
Yeah.
But I bought my plane ticket. I'm heading down to the Bayou.
Hell yeah.
And we are going to watch that game together.
Hey, I can't wait. I can't wait.
Hell yeah is right.
I'm going to be screaming when I'm alone.
And I am going to chase Marshall around the yard.
It's his favorite thing. Yeah. He's going to love that.
We're going to eat some real Louisiana food that doesn't cost $32 a plate.
Yes.
Made by someone who went to culinary school. You know, like someone who's making something that they learned from, like, someone who was kicked out of Canada.
Yes. Yes.
You know,
my mom's cookbooks are handwritten. We're gonna do this right. Like, you'll have some good food.
Right.
I got you covered. I got you covered, my man.
Hell yeah. So I'm looking forward to that. All right. Any thoughts on what you did see? I mean, it's good. You saw the best of it because you got to see the highlights.
The highlights.
That's a good way to watch a game like this when we score 38 points.
From just the highlights, everybody was clicking. I got everybody but Olave, which is, like, amazing because, like, all right, cool. That's, like, our best receiver. So, like, Taysom was going off. Kamara was going off. Shaheed was going off. Michael Thomas, he looked like he did all right from the stat sheet. You know, and you said he got...
He did.
So yeah, I know everybody's good. Everybody's ready to go. Like, I think this offense can be explosive at their best. You know, and their defense is good. Yep. So, like, I'm pretty excited. And it felt good to beat Indianapolis because You ever been there? I've never been there. I just don't like it on principle, I think.
I have actually.
What's it like?
You know, mid-sized Midwest city. It's funny because by this point in the show, people will have heard the Get Her Ass, which I did, where I basically just cold called a friend of mine who is from Indiana to yell at her and make her wonder why I'm bothering her. But I haven't done it yet. I'm going to do that tomorrow.
Yeah.
She was a friend of mine. We went to law school together. And once over Christmas break, I was in Mitchell, Indiana, which is like an hour or so south of Indianapolis. But to me, it's like totally the sticks.
Yeah.
It was like really fun. I'm like one of like a handful of Jewish people that anyone has ever met. And I go into like the laundry room and there are a bunch of cakes laid out. And one of them was like a birthday cake. And I'm like, oh, it's somebody's birthday. And then the icing, it like actually said, happy birthday, Jesus. And I was like, he gets his own cake. And then they sang happy birthday to him during dessert. Jesus. And I was in, like, there were a lot of people. Like, they have, like, a lot of siblings and uncles and, you know, everyone had their kids. And then from the other room, I hear the kids actually sing happy birthday to Jesus. And I happen to be sitting at the table with the pastor who came over to my friend's parents' house. And the pastor, like, put up his hands. He's like, that's not me.
Yeah.
I don't want to take responsibility for that one. The actual funniest part of it for me, and this was, like, really sweet, and I shouldn't be making fun of them because I love my friend's parents. They're really sweet. And they had just gone, I think in the last couple of years, they had gone on a trip to Israel, and they bought a bunch of menorahs as like touristy trinkets. And so we come home. I went to church with them. You know, we come home from church and they light all of the menorahs, but they didn't ask me
how that works.
Like,
yeah.
What the deal was. It's like the second day of Hanukkah and they had like six menorahs. And they have all of the candles lit and all of the menorahs, and it looks like Tara at the end of Gone with the Wind to me. Like, just like an entire wall of fire. And I'm like, this is very sweet. But,
did you correct them? Did you say, like, this is...
Yeah. Because they were... I wasn't mean about it, but I said... Like, I mean, they... At that point, I had known them long enough, and Trisha talked to them enough.
Why don't we blow some of these out?
Yeah, no, we kind of, I could joke with them without it seeming like I was some smug dickhead, I was like, this is super sweet, but very funny. At the same time, my friend gives me a ride on the tractor, which makes me look like Dukakis in a tank, so I get mine too.
I gotta,
you know, like, I don't escape unscathed in any of this.
Dude, that shit happened. That's something similar to happened to me, but on a worse side. I was in Brooklyn. This would have been like mid-2000s. I was hanging out with some friends, and I was with a bunch of people from South Louisiana, a bunch of Cajuns. We go up there, and this Italian family wants to throw us a party. And we like, that sounds great, you know. We go there, we go down into the basement, and there's this giant fucking Confederate flag. And I'm like, and none of us are like racist, right? We're just like, what the fuck is this shit? Like, I didn't know. Oh, we in like a racist house. Like, goddamn. Like, so we kind of like, ooh, you know, and we're polite, but like, we don't want to offend them. And then when we get out of there later in the next day, like, we ask the person who knew them. I think they were like her cousins or some shit. And we were like, what was up with that? And she's like, I've never seen that flag in my life before. I think they put that up for y'all. And we were like, fuck, like, why would they just assume we're fucking Confederates? Like,
that's like every time I take a cab outside of New York, feels like every time I get a white cab driver, they look at me and immediately start telling me about the parts of town I don't want to go to. I'm like, what the fuck, man? Stop doing that. I didn't ask those questions. Just get me from A to B. what kind of fucking code, what vibe am I giving off that, like, you feel like as soon as I sit down, you get to start telling me every fucking racist thing you believe?
Yeah, they're probably so excited to see you. Finally, all right, this white guy, I'm going to unload all this shit on him. He's going to love this.
You know how I'm going to enhance my tips is being real racist around this guy. Drives me crazy. All right. On that note, I think what this means is that we go out, but we go out again the good horns.
The good horns. All right.
So thank you to everybody for listening to City Saint and Country Saint. We'll be back next week after the Bears. Thank you, as always, to my good friend El Ron Mexico. And I want to give a shout out to my son's friend, Lunar Snow, who has been doing our audio engineering. And 3, 2, 1. All right, see you next week.